Halacha Ches. So the Rambam writes, Mutar l'avod v'eved kanani b'farach, v'avod pisha din kach. This is the halacha, right? You know, they're not in Eved Ivri, where there's an Issa d'araisa of lo savdenu b'farach le'inecha, and lo savod bo avodas aved, and mechiras aved. V'avod pisha din kach, midas chasidus, Vidarche Chachma. It's both the pious thing to do and also the intellectually compelling thing to do. She Adam Rachaman Virodev Tzedek Vilo Yachbid Ulal Avdo Vilo Yitzarlo Viachileo Viashkeo Mikol Machal Mikol Mishta. All the halachos that we saw by an Eved Ivri, right? Chachamim Arishonim Ayunosin the Eved Mikol Tavshil Vitavshil Shayuochlin. We have to be concerned emotionally. Treat them with dignity and compassion. V'chein mefurash b'darchei yuv hatovim shishtabeach b'hanim emas mishpat avdi. If I should be moes to be dismissive of the mishpat of my eved, the amasi or my ama, talking about the shivcha. Are we not all humans? If you prick them, do they not bleed? V'chemer midosav shel Kadosh Baruch Hu shetzivanu lidamos b'hem omer v'rachamav al kol masav v'chol hamerachem v'rachamin olav shenemar v'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbech. So we have, I think, really an extraordinary perspective that the, as we're about to start the halachos of Eved Kanani, to bear in mind this Rambam, that it's a sign of who we are as Klal Yisrael, that we're not going to gratuitously treat them with a kind of achzarius, even though me'ikar hadin, we could do avodas parah, but we're not going to, because our national ethos are inconsistent with that kind of behavior. And with that, let us begin. The Mishnah says in Chav Beis Amud Beis Eved Kanani Nikna b'kesef b'shtar u'v'chazaka v'kones atzmo b'kesef al yidei acherim u'v'shtar al yidei atzmo divrei Reb Meir. We're going to have to explain all of these things. Why the difference between kesef and shtar according to Reb Meir? V'chachamim omrim b'kesef al yidei atzmo v'shtar al yidei acherim u'vilbat she'akesef mishel acherim. So let's take a look over at Rashi. So Rashi explains, "B'kesef al yidei acherim." This is the shita of Reb Meir. Sheitnu l'rabo al menas sheheze ben chorin, aval hu atzmo leikavu mehen. But the eved cannot receive it. Ve'afilu al menas she'en l'rabo rishus bo. De'kasavur ein l'kinyan l'eved below rabo. Mashikan eved kan rabo. And that would be true, even if a stipulation, even if a tenai was made, that this is for you, it's not for your adam. So that's why Reb Meir says, "B'kesef al yidei acherim, u'b'shtar al yidei atzmo, shikablenu hu." But Gemara Mefarish lechula de Reb Meir v'Ramadan. We're going to have to explain all these things. The idea of yado v'shtaro ba'in ke'echad, that he can make a kinyan on the yud. Mashkan eved kan rabo. So how is this effective at all? Right. So the answer is that it can be effective. We say that the shtar and the yad are bo'in ka'achas. Okay, uvilvat she'ekesef mishal acherim. This is the end of the Mishnah. The Eved ain lokum di matza mitzia o kibo matana kol rabba. Vimba liftos ayde atzmo tzarech lios mishal acherim. If it's new low, this is the Chachamim against Reb Meir. Amina shein the rabba rishuspo. He can't use his money because his money doesn't exist. Masha kana Eved kana rabbo. Okay. So the Gemara says minolan. Eved Knani is nikna bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. Minolan dechsev isnachaltem osam livnechem acharechem la reshes achuza. Ikishan akosiv liste achuza. Mas de achuza nikna bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. Ach Eved Knani nikna bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. All of the kinyone sade. Oh! Imas de achuza choseres lebaylim biyovel. Af eved kanani chayzer lebaylim biyovel. So if it has all of the darche hakinyan of this de achuza, so it should have chazara biyovel. So maybe the yovel works not just for eved ivri, but for eved kanani. Talmud lomar leolam bahem tavodu. Sometimes we know that leolam means leolam oshel yovel. Tosfos jumps in. Tosa says, Tamad lomar le'olam, ve'en lomar le'olam oshel yovel, de'im kein lishto kraminei, v'neilif misidei achuza, better to be silent entirely, and we would have extrapolated it from the sidei achuza. So when it says le'olam, it means not olam oshel yovel, because the sidei achuza would have been a perfect opportunity for us to extrapolate that halacha. Okay. Rashi. Stay achuza nicknames bechulhani. Lukam and yalif bepirkin daf chavav. Bechulovde kochavim kiknainim mishenimkar la'eved. Ela shekol avadim nikrayin al shem kanan. Mishum dechsev. Eved avadim yalachav. This whole phrase, eved kanani, doesn't imply that their ethical origin is from Canaan. It just means that Canaan was stigmatized. Vayomer arur Canaan, eved abadim yeh le'achar. Okay. So there's a Tana of a Braisa that says chalipin should work as well. Not just kesef, shtar, and chazaka. V'tana didan, why didn't our Mishnah include that? Milsa de'leisa v'metaltalin kitani, milsa de'isa v'metaltalin lo kitani. That you're right, chalipin is effective, but we were only listing those darche hakinyan that are shayach to karkos because we wanted to highlight the connection between the nachalas steyachuza and the nachalas eved kanani. Again, we pointed out that nachalas eved kanani goes beyond steyachuza because nachalas eved kanani is in choser in yovel. Mosa de isa b'metaltalin Loktanis. Alright. So Amar Shmuel, Eved Kanani nikne b'mishicha. It's another Derech HaKinyan. So not just Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, which are b'mikarkoi, and not just Chalipin, which works for both Karkos and Metaltalin, but a Kinyan Mishicha, which is by definition a Kinyan Metaltalin. You can't do Mishicha and Karka. And Mishicha is something, Davar nikne b'yad liyad. So Ketzad. So how does this work? How do you do a Mishicha and Eved Kanani? So Takvo Ubo Etzlo Kino, right, through physical force, Kiro Ubo Etzlo Lo Kino, but calling him and having him come to you is not considered a form of Mishicha. So Bishlam Lotani Dinan Milsa Di Isab Metaltali Loktani Delesim Metaltali Kitani. Mishicha isn't included because Mishicha is a Kenyan Metaltalin, and our Mishnah only listed the Kenyani Karkos that exist. We only listed the Darche HaKenyan that apply to Karkos that also apply to an Eved. But Elala Tana Berab is the Tana of the Braisa. The Tana of the Braisa included Chalipin, which works for Metaltalin, so why shouldn't it include Mishicha as well? Shmuel's then. Elala Tana Berab. This name Mishicha. So Kitani Milsa de Isa ben Karkoi ben Metaltali. Mishicha de Metaltali Isa ben Karkoi Leisa Loktani. Very interesting. So the Braisa had its own standards also. It had to at least work for Karkos. So So everybody seems to want to highlight the connection between Avadim and Karkos. Very interesting. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to ask a question. We had established before that for the Kinyan Meshicha to work for the Eved, there actually has to be physical force, not Kiro. So Ketzad, Takvu Ba'etzlo Kino, Kiro Ba'etzlo Lo Kino. Ukiro Lo Ve'atanya, Ketzad Be'Mesira. That we know that when it comes to Behema, Mesira is one of the Darche, Kinyan, to literally hand the animal over. Achza B'Tlafa, Tuf, B'Sa'ara, Be'uchav Sha'alaha, it's bridal. Bishlif Sha'alav from Be'asha, Be'fia, Be'zug Sha'bitzavara. All of these things that are physically attached. Kinoa. Ketzad B'Meshicha, this is the important part. Kore Lavihiba, Oshechisha, B'Makal, V'ratzis Alafanav, Kevan Chakri Yad V'Regel, Kinoa. So it's the same. What's the difference between using physical force or Kriya? Sir Basi Bamila Rabacho, Mirachitali Khlafan of Malokomasa. So they have a little bit of a higher standard. So Imri, we say there's a difference between a Behema and an Eved, not just in the Rambam's moral sense, as we read. But Behema Daisa Demara Asla, it's not really, you know, functioning at a higher cognitive level. So, you know, what's the difference if the Adon uses physical force or calls it? Eved adaiti denafshe kazel, but an Eved is different, right? This is a das acharis. He has his own das. If human being, he has higher cognitive functioning. So meshicha, for that to work, it actually has to be physical. So Amar Rav Ashi, it's really about das. Eved katan kibehema dami. So kinyan meshicha would work not just in terms of physical force, but even in terms of kriya. So Rashi points out katan. Delay slay das kibehema dami vim kiro l'shem kinia ubo etzlo kino. So you have to do it l'shem kach. It actually has to be done with this intent in mind. But if you do it with this intent in mind, that is absolutely valid. So Tanu Rabbanan ketzad bechazaka. How do we express? We said kasef. We said shtar. We said chazaka. Ketzad bechazaka. How do you make a kinyan eved b'chazaka? Right? Obviously, when it comes to a sadeh, you know, plowing the field, what have you, all of these things, you know, any kind, building a fence. But what about an eved? So ketzad b'chazaka. So again, Gavi, we've spoken about many times the idea that a kinyan chazaka is a kinyan metzias. It means to practically demonstrate one's control over something. So ketzad b'chazaka, hitzer lo min alo, if you have him untie your shoe, o holich kelev acharav lebeis hamirchatz, which is something that only an Eved would do, right, to help you bring your kelim to the shower. Hivshito, hirchito, socho, girado, hilbisho, hinhilo, higbio, that's a tricky one, kino. So what is this case of higbio? So it sounds like, should be consistent with everything else, that the Eved lifts up the lokeach. So Rashi says, well, Eved es alokeach. All right, so the Gemara is going to have questions about that. So Amar Shimon, lo tei chazaka gedola me'agba, shagba kone b'chol makom. So is it really only one directional? Is it only the Eved lifting up the Rav? Isn't hagba kone b'chol makom? And so maybe the Rav should be able to lift up the Eved. So Amar Shimon, whatever happened to the kinyan hagba? So my kamar, the kamar wants to understand. Take a look at Rashi. My kinyan hagba de alma, hagba de hocha, hagba de alma, lokeach magbia chayfetz, v'achaminan she'eved magbio mishum avoda. It's a kinyan chazaka shalokeach meshabed bo liknoso bechazaka. So we don't understand what Rabbi Shimon is talking about. Why would you compare Hagba b'chol makom to what we're trying to figure out, which is what are the parameters, what are the gedarim of a kinyan chazaka by an eved k'nani? So my kamar Rashi, higbio hu l'rabo k'no, because that's acting as an eved, no different than carrying his kelim to the shower, no different than taking off his shoe, no different than putting on his shoe. Higbio rabo lo lo k'no. So Amar Rav Shimon comes in and says, lo tei chazak, yidol me'agba. Shagba kone bechol makom. So why can't it be that the Rav lifted up the Eben? So hashda mardig biyohu l'rabo kino. When you say that only he can lift up the Rav, that's a kinyan. So elameata shivcha kananis tikne bebiya. So if that's really so, so then a shivcha kananis may be a way of expressing the chazaka, if it's really true that he wants to say that a kinyan hagbah should work, you know, in both directions, that even the Rav who lifts up the Eved, so the female equivalent of that would be if the Rav or the Adon is Boel the Shifcha Kananis. So we answer, Ki Kamrinan Zenen Evizemitzdair. The thought of Rav Shimon was to say that a kinyan hagbah would be effective where the Rav is lifting up the Adon, the Rav is lifting up the Eved doesn't particularly enjoy it. But it might be a hacha zanena v'zanena. So we answer, maybe we're talking about a shivcha knainis where there is no hana, namely bia shaloka darka, ma'ika l'meimar. So amar v'achi barada d'minacha, man le'malan d'lav hana yislu l'tarvayu. Maybe there's also hana there, that's a general question. V'od mishkeve isha k'si'iva, Hikisha kasuv kedarka l'shalok kedarka. All right. So the Gemara has a rejoinder and says, first of all, who's to say that there is an ana? And anyway, mishke ve'isha, bia shalok kedarka is considered to be an act of bia. And if bia would work by a shivcha kenainis, right, bitoras, a kinyan hagba, so then, presumptively, bia shalok kedarka could also work. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda from Handua was a ger. Ger shenitzkar katan anola dami. Ein lo yorshin. Have a chalash. And he became ill. Apparently very ill. Al marzutra l'shule bay. So marzutra came to do bikur cholim. Chazye de tokif layal matuba. He saw that he was in a very severe condition. So amr le la'avde. So he said to the eved of Rabbi Yehuda Handua, Shalof li misani, take off my shoe. He's obviously trying to make a kinyan chazaka. V'amtinu lebesa, for the purposes of making a kinyan, take off my shoe, bring it to the house. He's obviously trying to make a kinyan because there are no natural yorshin, so he figures that this kinyan will be chal as soon as the Adon, Rabbi Yehuda Handua, passes away. So how exactly does this work? So Ika de Amre, there are those that say Gadol Hava, that this Eved was a Gadol. Okay. Zeh Pirei Shlemisa v'zeh Pirei Shlechayim. And as soon as Rabbi Yehuda Handua, the Ger, would pass away, so Marzutra would make a Kinyan. Rashi explains. Shlofli Mizani, l'kinoso b'chazaka yimizkavin, sheyehe b'avodasok sheyamos adono, the Chiddush being that the Kenyan could be held in abeyance. Ikadamri gadol hayah eved v'nizarbo shelo yizaka hu atzvo mina hefker. That what Marzutra was concerned about is that once the Adon dies and there are no yorshin, because gershin is garikatan anola dami, then he can be mizaka in himself. The eved can, and therefore he wanted to preempt that. Lefikach kidem lifnei hamisa v'zochabo ger pirish lamita Marzutra pirish l'chaim tachtav. Okay, so that's one interpretation of the story. There are those who want to say that the Eved was actually a katan. Okay? Now it's interesting. When it comes to a katan, Rashi says, and this would be against Abba Shaul. What do we mean? The Tanya Gershemes Ubizbu Yisrael Nechasa, Vahayu ben Avadim and Gdolim and Ketanim, Kanu Atzman b'nei Chorin. The Shita of the Chachamim is all of the Avadim are effectively Arkona themselves, they go free. So Abba Shaul Omer Gdolim Kanu Atzman b'nei Chorin, Ketanim Kol Amachzim Hen Zachaben. So if you pass like the Chachamim, you have to be concerned that the Ketanim will be Zochan themselves if you don't want them to go free. And Abba Shaul says, Tanim can't be Zochan themselves. It's just, you know, they're not Gedolim. They don't have that kind of transactional power. so whoever grabs them first. Deloka Abashol, Rashi explains, the Amar Kol Machzik Ben Zocha, Afil Achar Zman, Zocha Behen. Okay. So, the Balei HaTosfos, I'm going to read this Tosfos inside, it's a very important Tosfos. So the Balei HaTosfos explain the following. Yigad Amri Katan Hayavavav Bichin Hutra Chazakos Bo, Kadeshala Yikna Atsumin Hefker, Achar Misa Sa'adon, Deloka Abashol, Labashol, Hayachol, Zakos Bo, Afilu Achar Misa Kapirisha Kuntras. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a difficulty with this. Menalar Deloka Abashol, Dilmanolam Emelacha Dicha Abashol Svirle. Right? And again, Abashol just said, Kola Kodem Zacha. Anybody could do it, so he just wanted to be first. Why don't you just say Kirabanan instead of saying Delok Abashol? Number two, three. The Od Kasha, the Parakash, Aleich Pasuk Rabbi Shimon Levi Loch Abashol. Yeah, she passed that. So Avgad Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ain't Loch Abashol." Mikol Makom Kaim Lechol Makom Loch Rabbi Shimon Levi. The guy with the Rabbi Yochanan, the Bukharish breaked out the Megillah. That's a controversial point. The Masha, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hemikar, Midivir Rabbi Yochanan, Gabi Beis Aknesses, Mutala Sosa Beis Hamedrash. Vim Kain, Hechi Avin Hacha, the Leiska Kehilchasa. So Rabbi Natam changes the Gir Sira. The Nirla Rabbi Natam, the Garis Hacha, Uche Abba Shaul. In accordance with the view of Abba Shaul, the Ketanim are not Zeche Ba'atzman, nonetheless. Right. He wanted to be Zocha. Mar Sutra did right away. Kilomar Afilu Abashol Damer Kol Machzman Zochven. But Shachlasos Kain Shelo Yagdim Enu Acher. Another interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam that it wasn't just about getting first onto the line. Oh, Meforish Rabbeinu Tam in Acher. Ikeda Amri Katan Hava Shima Yagadol Lo Hayamoil Bo Zeh Peirish Lamisa Zeh Peirish Lachayim. The ger passed away. The avol pish avdus achir malav kodem hu lezakos v'atzmo kaven sheish lo yad. That whatever you did with him before the ger passed away is ineffectual. As soon as the adon dies, that's the critical moment, and he's zocha v'atzmo. Aval katan she'en lo yad kol kodem zocha behen kavashol v'lo amar lo shlof misani mechayim. But according to the Rabbanan, Ben Gadol Ben Katan, right, it wouldn't help because there's Zocha Ba'atzmo. All right. So two different interpretations of Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it was just Shema Yakti Menu Acher. Or the second interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, which I think is a very, very powerful interpretation, is that this act really happened after Rabbi Yehuda Handua the Ger passed away. And it only worked because specifically he was a katan and didn't have a yad to be Zochen himself. The Ri has a different interpretation. Ri Mefarish. So the critical moment is the Misa Sabal. Very fascinating idea that he was Megala Milsa, the Eved, by being subject to this kinyan beforehand, that he didn't really want to go free. He didn't want to be Zocha in himself. Very fascinating idea. That would be the equivalent of a katan for Abashol, who fundamentally is incapable of being Zocha in himself. Okay. So let's do a little bit of Chazara, and then Mirtz Hashem tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots. So we talked about the idea that in the Rambam, an Eved Kanani is mutar be'avodas parach, but you wouldn't do that. And the reason that you wouldn't do that is because we're Rachmanim and Rachmanim. We understand that there's Tzelem Elokim, right? La'avdus misarna kasa v'la labusha. We don't have a right to denigrate. We don't have a right to humiliate. We should treat them, basically, the Rambam says, the way that you would treat an Eved Ivri. Okay. Now with that, the Mishnah pointed out Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, because those are the Kinyoni Karkos. The Bryce has pointed out Chalipin, because that works for Karka, as well as Metaltlin. Shmuel pointed out Meshicha. So what kind of Meshicha? It's not the parameters of Meshicha's Behema, because there's a Das Acheres. And we then presented the idea that there's also the possibility of Kinin Hagba. Not Mitam Chazaka, but Mitam Hagba, Hagba itself. So Mitam Chazaka would be Eved Magbias Rabo. Mitam Agba would be Rabo Magbia Sa'eved. And the Gemara wanted to know, well, what about Shefcha Knainis? Would be a work for purposes of a Kinin Agba. So the Gemara initially said, well, that's different because Agba means that there's no Hanoah. This is a Hanoah. Said maybe it's not Hanoah. Maybe it's Bishalokadarka. How do we know? Maybe Bishalokadarka is also Hanoah. So the Gemara wasn't definitive on that point. Then we talked about the possibility of making a kinin chazaka prior to Misa Sa'adman. We said many different deos in the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say in face value, Deloka Abba Shol, because Abba Shol says, you know, if the individual was a katan, right, they're incapable of being zochen themselves. The Tosa says, well, but anybody else could, so Shema Yaktim and Racha, that's the first day in Rabbeinu Tam. The second day in Rabbeinu Tam is a change around the Girsa, to say this is actually after the Misa. And after the Misa, to look at Abba Shol, because Abba Shol would say, at that point, you know, the Katan is incapable of being Zocha themselves, but the Chachamim would say, you do have to worry about the Katan being Zocha themselves. You make a Kenyan. When the Rik came along and said, it's like a Giloy Milsa, that allowing oneself to be subject to a Kenyan in this fashion is a Giloy Milsa, that you're not going to go free from Misas Ha'adon. Fascinating idea, based on the Hekesh between the Eved and the Isha. Okay, so what we're going to get into tomorrow is the Machlokas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, Kesav Al Yidei Acherim, Shtar Al Yidei Atzmo, Mashikon Eved Kanarabo. So we'll get into that entire discussion. Yes, for co-op.